Hello, and welcome to another episode of Walking Movies. I'm Nick, as per usual. You'll always hear me on this podcast, maybe not on others, but definitely on this one. Because who else will be here to record it, really? But, as per, I'm walking to the cinema. And this is going to be a two-parter, because I'm seeing a film today. It's the 16th of April of Christ's year 2023. And I'll be going to the cinema again tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm seeing a film called Suzumi, which is a Japanese animation. They had it in both subtitled and dubbed, but alas, the only time I could go and see it tomorrow is dubbed, which is a bit of a shame, because I've never watched I've never watched an anime film at the cinema, but I've never watched an anime that hasn't been dubbed. So we've been watching a lot of the Studio Ghibli films on Netflix recently, and I think there is the option there to watch them in the original language, but I've been watching them with my daughter, and so we've listened to them, watched them dubbed. So anyway, so that's what I'm seeing tomorrow. But today I'm seeing Renfield, and it's a film that I've been eagerly anticipating. It's got Nicolas Cage and Nicholas Hoult. I think that's even his name. It's Hoult or Holt. I don't know. But yeah, and they announced this, I don't know, maybe 18 months ago, something like that, I'm not sure. But it's been on my radar. And then a few months ago, the trailer started coming out for it, and it looks like a lot of fun. I think, if I recall, I think I might have seen a trailer before Megan, which would make sense because Megan came back in January. It's by the same production, distribution company. It's by from Universal, so that would make a lot of sense. But directed by Chris McKay, I know that name. He directed the Lego Batman movie. I'm sure it's not that I remember him from, but looking at what else he's done, it probably is. Done a lot of Robot Chicken stuff as well. So, I don't know him from that. He also directed The Tomorrow War, which I never saw. It just didn't look very interesting. And I think it says a lot when a film like The Tomorrow War goes straight to Prime or Netflix. So if you've got those streaming services, it's basically free for you to watch. And I'm like, nah, I don't think I will. So I've not seen it, so I don't know. I presume it's not very good, but I could be completely wrong. I just don't think I will be. This has also got Awkwafina, Ben Schwartz, and Adrian Martinez, among others. Some of those names I know, some of those names I don't know. So I don't know. I've not seen any reviews of this so far. It came out on Friday, both here in the UK and the US. So it's only been out a few days. So I've got no idea how it's performed at the box office, and I've got no idea how it's been critically received. That said, normally, if a film's got a lot of buzz about it, either positive or negatively, you hear a lot. So, Mario had a lot of buzz the night before it came out because the embargo was lifted and the Rotten Tomatoes score was awful before the audience score completely contradicted it. So, I've not seen or heard much about this film, which is slightly worrying. I'm not sure if that's a good or bad sign, really. But, it's a Sunday afternoon. I just want to go and be entertained. And hopefully, that's what I'll get from Renfield. It's only an hour and a half. I think it's an hour and 34. to be precise, and like 94 minutes. Good length for a film. So, yeah, I'm not expecting the world, but I'm hoping for a fun Nicolas Cage performance and a breezy film. The trailer looked funny, so I'm hoping that the film has some laughs in it as well. But I guess time will tell. So that's it. That's all I've got to say about Renfield. I'm thinking of maybe changing the format of this a little bit. Still do this. Still walk around my local town with a audio recorder with a dead cat on top of it, talking to myself like a madman. But thinking of maybe doing some more newsy bits as well, like a kind of week in review of movie news and stuff and top tens. Maybe just extend it a little bit more, but I don't know. I'm just kicking some cans around, as you do. See what I decide to do in the end. You know, it's going to go one or two ways. I'll either do it or I won't. But, you know, if you want to hear that, then let me know. Because that's how I go about things. Due to popular demand, I'd always bow to popular demand. Which is why that's what happened. That's what will happen to me with the theme park podcasts. Once I get enough complaints, I just go. But, yeah. Hopefully this is good. At least, if anything, it won't be too long. The film tomorrow, I think, is about 2.5 hours. Which is a bit annoying because it's a slightly late start as well. So it means getting home late. But hey, the things you do when you want to watch a film that's only having 2 screenings a day, one dubbed and one subtitled. So, yes. Before I end this bit, Super Mario. Yeah, so Super Mario Smash Records did really, really well. Is doing really, really well. It's the second weekend now. So I'll probably have an update when I record tomorrow about what it's done for its second weekend, but it's been doing very, very well. I think it's like the second biggest animated opening of all time or something. You know, the critics and the audience could not be more divided on this one. You know, it's got about a 98, I think, last time I looked on Rotten Tomatoes audience score, and about a 52 critical score, something like that. So it's a big gulf. But it's been doing really well. My wife and daughter went to see it last weekend. They also opted to see it in 3D, even though I told them 3D in our cinema's not great. But they saw it in 3D anyway, and the thing they liked least about it, so that's the word, is the 3D. They didn't like the 3D. So like, well, I told you. But they loved the film. So I'm glad it wasn't just me. You know, I've spoken to a few people since that have seen it, and most of them have really enjoyed it. Some thought it was okay, but most people I spoke to have really enjoyed it, so I'm not mad completely. Right, I'll tell you what I think of the film after this bit of music. Well, I don't think I've come out of a cinema as divided over a film as I have coming out of Renfield for quite a long time. It's very, very strange. I'm going to start off with the score, and I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10. It's really weird because, I mean, there's, right, first of all, it's the most gory 15 I think I've ever seen. Like, very visceral. The gore is over the top, quite outlandish and ludicrous, but there's a lot of it. I was quite surprised. Considering, like, Megan was also a 15. And the two films, in terms of, like, gore and violence, couldn't be further apart. Because it's... I think it's because it's so cartoony. That's probably why it got a 15, not an 18. But it shows what a weird certification system we've got in this country. That you've got two 15 horror films from Universal. One has got almost no blood in it at all. And the other, it's just like fountains of the stuff. And they're both considered to be the same rating. Nicolas Cage's Dracula is as fantastic as you want it to be. But with that said, it almost feels wasted in this film. I mean, you know, the title of the film is Renfield, right? So it's about the character of Renfield. I wasn't completely pun kind of intended familiar with the character. I knew he was a character in Dracula lore, and that he was a familiar of Dracula, but I don't know much about the character himself. So the film is very much about him, as the film is titled. But Nicolas Cage's Dracula is very much a side character in this. He's probably got the third or fourth amount of screen time of the main characters. And I almost feel that it was miscast, because they could have pretty much had anyone in to do that role when you look at it like that. And I was kind of left thinking I'd have much rather seen a Nicolas Cage Dracula film than Nicolas Cage playing Dracula in a Renfield film. But he's very good, he's very entertaining. It's what you expect it to be, it's what you want it to be. He's great. But Nicholas Holt is obviously the star of the film. He plays the lead character, and he's really good. I just think that the balance is wrong. I think we should have seen a Nicolas Cage Dracula film and a Nicholas Holt Renfield film with someone else playing Dracula instead. Maybe someone with a lower profile. It's a bit of a mess of a film as well. Like, there were parts of it that felt a bit ploddy, and considering it's just over 90 minutes, there are parts of the film that felt very ploddy. Even though it doesn't really last a particularly long amount of time. But it was good. I enjoyed it to an extent, but I do feel it was kind of a missed opportunity overall. It wasn't as funny as I think the trailers made it out to be, but there were genuine laughs in it. A lot of that would be attributed to the over-the-top gore. I didn't think Ben Schwartz was particularly well cast in the film either. I just didn't... I think from having him see him in other roles, I didn't really buy him as the character he was being in this film. But, I mean, you know, he didn't do a bad job. I just don't think he would have been who I would have cast this film. Awkwafina was good. I can find a bit hit and miss in films, but I thought she was good in this film. You know, it's an entertaining enough film, and in that world of like comedy horror, I think people will enjoy it. But I don't think it does what it set out to do as much or as well as was intended. yeah, there's definitely things that were good about the film, but it just didn't feel as fulfilling as I think it could have probably done. I don't know the history of the film, but I do wonder if there were some like last minute rewrites or reshoots, because I didn't notice like characters disappearing, not kind of coming back again. So yeah, I don't know about that element of it. Right, but you know, like, it wasn't awful. It wasn't awful. You know, I gave it a 6. There were definitely things, there were parts of the film that I did enjoy. And, you know, the gore being so over the top, it reminded me a little bit of, like, the Ash versus Evil Dead series. And I guess Evil Dead 2 as well, to that degree. Had that kind of comedy horror element to it. Yeah. I liked it, but, and it's probably a film that I will revisit. Like, I haven't walked out of there thinking I never want to see this film again. But yeah, just an element of slight disappointment with the final product. I just don't think it hit the landing. But, you know, it was fine. And if you like comedy horror films as like a genre of types, then you could do a lot worse than watch this. I mean, you know, last year I watched Studio 666, the Foo Fighters film, which was, I guess, supposed to be a comedy horror. And it didn't really now either element for me. But, you know, I've seen much worse comedy horrors. I didn't enjoy it as much as Megan as an overall film. But there were definitely things I did like about the film. So, you know. Should you go and see it at the cinema? I mean, you know, if you... you could do worse than watch this at the cinema. But there's a lot of big films coming out. So, you know, I wouldn't rush, is my point. You could quite happily enjoy this at home. So... there you go. 6 out of 10. You know, it's good. It's good. Just not great. So, there you go. That'll do for this review. And I will talk about my next film. My next episode I record. The second half of this show. But until then, you know, Flint News and Flap the Tories. Can you hear that? There's just some seagulls going overhead. It makes it sound like I'm like the seaside, but I'm not. I am walking to the movies. Yes. A day later, and I'm coming back again. It's a really nice day, weather-wise. And I've been indoors working. I just popped out for a little bit of lunch. And now I've come out of an evening to go to the cinema. It's bloody windy. It's not very nice at all. Anyway, I am off, as I mentioned on the last part of this episode, to see Suzumi. I still don't know if that's correct on how you pronounce it, but it's how I'm pronouncing it. It's the dubbed version. I don't know who the cast is. Let me see if I can find who the cast is. Yeah. Okay, so it's absolutely who's who of people I've never heard of. I'm assuming that the voice cast is made up of actual actors who do anime normally. Josh Keaton. Yeah, many voice roles. Yeah. So this is so When we was watching one of the Studio Ghibli films, I think it may have been Howl's Moving Castle. It was very obvious. Oh no, it wasn't. It was Pocchio? No. Oh, I think it might have been Pocchio. Anyway, there was one we was watching recently and it was very obvious who the voices were cast in that film, because Liam Neeson was just doing his Liam Neeson voice. And I wouldn't say it took me out of the film, but I think the difference when you're watching a anime that's been dubbed compared to watching like a Disney animated film is that they've obviously gone for famous names with the dub, which they didn't necessarily need to. You know, the dubs for things like My Neighbour Totoro are less obvious. I think they were more traditional voice actors rather than actual Hollywood A-list actors. But anyway, I digress. So yeah, it doesn't really matter. This film is from, who is it? Toho. Is that? That's Godzilla, right? Yeah. Yeah, of course it is. Rather than Studio Ghibli, which is obviously what I think most people think of when it comes to animes. They're probably the most famous for it. Toho, obviously, more an entertainment company, but they've done some quite big animated films of recent years. This was nominated for the Best Animated Picture at the Japanese equivalent of the Oscars. Came up short though. Lost to the first Slam Dunk I found out the other day, which I saw a trailer for the other day, and it's like a, it looks like it's been rotoscoped, where they've had people actually acting and then they've kind of animated in post. Not very cool actually. Based on a manga, but I'm not familiar with the manga, and doesn't seem to be a release date for the first Slam Dunk outside of Asia, so don't know. But this is not that, it's Suzumi. I've not seen a trailer for this film. I just, because I'd been watching some Studio Ghibli at home, I thought, well, I want to go and see something on a big screen, and this just happened to be coming out. So, hence me going to see it. So I really don't know much other than it's been well critically received, I guess. It's the point I'm making. And it's just come out here, and I think it's come out in the US. I'm not sure. I know it's coming out in the US, but I don't know if it's come out now or not. So, yeah. So I can't really tell you anything, because to be honest, I've avoided looking at the plot summary. I've not read any reviews. I saw a headline earlier where it gave it 5 stars. And that's all I did. I was like, okay, you gave it 5 stars, fine. I didn't bother to actually read the review. Because again, I kind of wanted to go in a bit blind for a change. You know, normally I've got some idea of what this is about. I've got no idea. So it's going to be exciting. The walk home will be more exciting because then I'll be able to actually talk about the film. This is just fluff. I appreciate that. I'm sorry. But it is just fluff. I just, you know, sometimes I think it's nice to just go and see a film blind. And that's what I'm doing. So hopefully it pays off. I'm off to see, well, I'm booked in, plans could change, but I'm booked in to see Aliens Director's Cut next week, next Wednesday on Aliens Day. I can't remember the date of Aliens Day, but apparently that's a thing. That's a recognised thing, like Star Wars Day is, I guess. So, I've seen Aliens, not for a long time. Haven't rewatched it for a long time, but this is the extended director's cut, which I'm not sure if I've seen, actually. I'm not sure if I've seen it. I know I own it, but I don't think I've ever watched that version of it. But I've never seen Aliens in any regard on the big screen. So I saw Alien a few years ago, so I thought it'd be nice to go and see Aliens. But I'm still waiting to see if I'm actually available to see it. I just booked the ticket. I can always cancel it if I can't go. And then in about 3 weeks, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which I think I'm going to go and see in IMAX. I think I put my foot down and said, no, go and see it in IMAX. So I think that's what I'm going to do. But yeah, it's starting to get a bit busy now for films. It is summer season, and there's a hell of a lot of films coming out this year. It's going to be a busy summer. We've got a new Fast and Furious film coming out. Marvel's got pushed back to November, so... By the way, Marvel's looks great. It's the worst reviewed trailer I think Disney and Marvel have ever released. So you know it's upsetting the wrong people. I think it looks cracking. I'm really looking forward to it. And of course Barbie, big film this summer. Barbie, can't wait to see Barbie. But yeah, so I think these might become a bit more frequent as films come out. Anyway, I'm almost at the cinema. I'll let you know what I thought of Suzumi once I've seen the film. And who knows, I might actually pronounce it differently in the second half of this. Because I might know how it's pronounced properly. Maybe I've been doing it right the whole time and I'm just a genius. Time will tell. Alright, I'll speak to you after I've seen the film and after this little bit of music. You know, I said before that I've only just started really watching anime. It's very mainstream stuff that I'm watching. The very popular stuff. But it's one thing I can definitely say about the Japanese and their anime. And that is, I want to know what drugs they're taking when they come up with their stories. Because they are all pretty much insane. Which is ironic because Japan really doesn't do drugs, does it? But you watch these films, you think, Jesus, what were they taking? Suzumi, I really enjoyed. It's 2 hours long, but it breezed for me. It didn't feel that long. I've watched animated films that are 90 minutes that felt longer than this. So in that regard, it was good. But I mean, I don't want to talk about the film too much because, as I said, I've gone into it quite spoiler-free. But it's the story of the titular character who is able to see natural disasters before they happen. Kinda. And this is a story where she is trying to go around and prevent disasters happening. And I guess it's really a kind of commentary on Japan and their history with natural disasters, you know, earthquakes, tsunamis, things that have plagued them for a long time. And so I guess it really plays into that kind of fear or concern that is always in the back of their mind, that something could be happening again. So I guess that's really what this is based around. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was mad. I mean, it reminded me in some ways of Everything Everywhere All at Once, in that it's so kind of like off the wall and bizarre. Like, I don't think I'll see a film with such strange characters and such a strange premise as this one this year. But I thought it was a beautiful looking film. I thought it told a lovely story. I'm not entirely convinced with the end. I might have to digest on that a bit more. But as an overall film, as an experience, as my first time seeing a film like that at the cinema, I had a really good time. It was in my favourite screen as well, which always helps when you watch a film, because it's a massive, massive screen, but not a big cinema. And there was only like 6 people in there watching it with me. But no, I really enjoyed it, and I think I'm going to do some more kind of exploring of that genre, really, outside of the safe haven of Ghibli, because that's what people say to go for, right? You know, Ghibli is kind of like the Disney, Pixar of Japanese animation, but you know, it shows that there's other good stuff out there, and I'm glad I went to see it. I'm glad I took the time out to go and see it. So scores, should give it a score, really. Solid 8. Yeah, really did enjoy it. Should you go and see this at the cinema? Yeah, I had a great time. I don't think it's going to be out for very long, and obviously I don't think it's got a wide release, so it may be hard for you to track down. I know it's Sony have got the distribution rights outside of Japan, so it's going to be on Crunchyroll, which is something I've been thinking about investing in. It's another streaming service, and you're like, how many streaming services do you need? But there's obviously a lot of stuff on there that is exclusive to that service, like this will be at some point. And there's been a few shows that I've been recommended to watch, which I know are also only available to watch on there, so I might have to do that. So yeah, I mean, you know, unless you want to pay for Crunchyroll, or you want to wait for it to appear on there, or appear on Blu-ray, it's going to be the only way you're going to see it. But I really enjoyed it. I the dub was fine. I thought the voice cast, although I'm not familiar with them, I thought it was a good voice cast. And yeah, I'd been happy to have seen the subtitle with the original voices, but I felt everyone was good in this, and so I didn't mind seeing the dubbed version. You know, I think I would have felt slightly differently if they'd kind of gone with A-listers, like I said before, but they didn't, and they did a good job, so it was fine. But yeah, just a crazy film. Try not to read too much into it before you go in, because I had a great time trying to just work out what the hell this film was about, where it was going to. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed it, and I'm glad that I've seen it. So there you go. That's my thoughts on that, and you know, hope you get a chance to see it as well at some point, some way, somehow. But I enjoyed it. Right, that is it. I don't know what's next. I don't know what's coming out this weekend. Should check, really. But as I said, I know that Guardians is the next big film that I'm looking forward to. But I wonder if there'll be anything else that I see in the meantime. I did want to go and see Air, but I'll probably just catch it on Prime now. When it comes on there, it's an Amazon Studios film. And I'll be honest, if I get a chance, I might try and go and see Dungeons & Dragons again before it leaves. It's not done great, which is a shame. Like, it's done fine, but I don't think it's done as well as Paramount. I think it's Paramount. I'd hoped it would do. you know, it came out just before Mario Bros, for God's sake. I mean, that film is huge. It's about to cross 700 million. It will do a billion by the end of this month, I'm telling you. It's insane. So, yeah. Actually, on that, I did say about Renfield, it opened in America at number 4. So, it's done okay. But, you know, I don't know what they were expecting it to do at the box office. But, you know, it's opened well. But yeah, I do feel so with Dungeons & Dragons. It feels like it's got lost a bit in the shuffle. And people I've spoken to about it been like, oh, I wasn't sure what it was going to be like. And, yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. Like, the trailers didn't really sell it to me as, like, a must-watch. So I think they've shot themselves a little bit in the foot with that. And we're just hoping that good word of mouth would drive ticket sales, but it's not. So I really want another one. Well, not my decision. Anyway, thank you for listening to these two reviews. And like and subscribe. Share. If you actually enjoy this and think some more people should hear the insane ramblings of someone walking to and from a cinema, then pass it on. You know? Helps. I don't mind that this is the least downloaded podcast that I do, because it's probably the most odd and most personal in that regard. But it makes me smile when I do see people listen to it. It's nice. But yeah, if you subscribe, you'll see the episodes drop as they come out, because this doesn't have a real schedule. It's just as I go and see films. So do that, and then you'll always see the latest one. And until we speak again, Flynn lives. And fuck those stories.
This podcast is a That production and part of the After Dark Podcast Network.